Remix. Rewind.
This is the remix.
No, this is the rewind.
Welcome back to your favorite podcast. I'm the one and only Jasmine J.
What's up, y'all? It's Jay LaVon.
And it's your girl, Jada Calise.
And this is Remix and Rewind. If you tuned in last week, you would know we talked about pretty privilege in the music industry. But in part two, we are back to discuss artists who have potential but need that extra push into stardom.
Speaking of like that push into stardom,
we kind of wanted to focus on people who have the tools to be a star, who have the potential to do so, and just don't do anything with it. And with that being said, who's the number one person that comes to mind?
She's the only person I think about. Normani could be so amazing. When Normani first came out with Motivation, people projected that she would be like almost the next Beyonce.
The next pop R&B girly.
Like when Normani hit the streets, dog, when Normani hit the streets on her own as Normani, not as Normani from Fifth Harmony, but as Normani, the girl, the girly, I thought it was gonna be up from there, boy. I thought there was nothing that was gonna stop her, no shade. Like she had the look, she had the ability, she had the talent, she had the presence.
The one name. She has everything. You came from a girl group. You know the ins and outs of the music industry. You have the tools. Why aren't you using them?
You have the platform at the end of the day. I don't care what everybody has to say about her team. At the end of the day, she has a platform. That's all you need. You can push on your own outside of whatever your label might not be doing. You can be pushing on your own through your social media, through interviews, there's other ways to get your name out there as far as your artistry than just waiting for your label to throw money at you.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, we were all waiting for visuals from Dopamine. Why didn't we get any visuals? You had a whole teaser, a whole everything, and we've never seen it. We've never seen a music video.
You've never even performed any of the songs live.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that?
But you're doing everything else, though. She always got a brand deal popping.
Always.
Always got a brand deal popping.
And it's not like she doesn't have the means to perform because you linked up with Fifth Harmony. I don't know why you're doing that. They're beneath you at this point.
Oh.
Ooh, they are. And I'm being so for real. Like, that's something you should never do.
Oh my
God. You ain't see Camila there, and she probably had a reason, but in all actuality, why would I do that? I'm bigger than this.
That's these unpopular opinions we was talking about.
Yeah, like, I'm bigger than this. I don't need this. I don't need y'all. But clearly you do because you're not doing stuff on your own.
But I don't think she maybe needs it. I think some people really, like, you can give somebody all the tools. They can have all the tools. But it's like, if you don't feel like you want to put that energy into it, then I'm going
to
link up with Fifth Harmony.
So I mean, she lazy.
Hey, Sweetie.
You said it, not me.
Lazy.
So she lazy. And Fifth Harmony is already a well-oiled machine. So she was like, shoot, y'all getting the band back together, girl. I might as well. I don't really got to do too much for Fifth Harmony.
And also, that makes me mad.
I also think it's instantaneous things that she maybe, like, likes to do. Like, brand deals, the money, instantaneous. Fifth Harmony. Everybody love Fifth Harmony. That's instantaneous.
That's still lazy, though.
Yeah. But I see your perspective, though.
Because you don't want to push and work and put your head down in this industry. You don't want to just grind, and then reap the benefits. You want to reap the benefits quickly.
Because if you telling me I may or may not be the next Beyonce, I'm riding that.
I'm not gonna lie. If somebody right now tell me I got what it takes to be the next Beyonce, I'm not stopping until Beyonce herself acknowledges me.
Hello, until she send me some flowers, because you know she good for sending flowers.
And she make a birthday post for me on her website.
Hello, you know she good for that.
She good
on
for
the
that.
Website?
And get some new Ivy Park in a trunk. Thank you.
So who? Hold on, some Sacred.
Ooh, some Sacred and some Sir Davis.
Hello.
Yep.
But you want to be lazy.
So now you just linked up with Ryan Destiny all the time.
Literally.
That's another girl I feel like should've... Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Mm.
All right.
Let's talk about somebody who's not lazy, who's still in the same predicament as Normani. Her.
Yes. I absolutely love her. I think she is literally vocally song. Another one like Jasmine Sullivan, like they can sing. They can sing live. We've been talking about singing live. She can sing live. I think the reason why we don't see her as much, well, I don't know if it's because she hit her face, but I think she definitely doesn't feed into the, tiny corset on stage. Like she don't feed into all that.
Societal stereotypes.
Yeah, the stereotypes of what an artist should look like or a female artist should look like. And I think that plays a large role in her because she's an artist. Like she is the artist, honestly.
Like her music, her pen is great. She plays instruments, her and that guitar, like, and it's not like she don't be doing stuff. This is my thing. It's not like she don't be doing stuff. We spoke about it earlier. She was in The Color Purple.
Yeah.
She did the Beauty and the Beast live. Yeah. Like she did things like that. She does things like that. And it's like Jared was saying, if you want to repeat what you said earlier,
I think my thing with her is that she's always orbiting around stardom, and she's always like teeter-tottering around being this huge star that she should be. But my problem is, I see that she's doing this. Something in me don't want to click on it.
What?
I see that she's doing Beauty and the Beast, but I don't want to look deeper into it. I see that she put out a new song, but I'll listen to it when I get there. A star, somebody with star power, I wouldn't do that for.
I feel like with her, though, it's like more about she don't put her business out everywhere.
That's exactly what it
and
is.
And I get that.
She doesn't care to be, it's like she doesn't care to be in the light that way. But if she really wanted to pop it,
she could
pop it.
Well, I want her to pop it, because if she don't pop it, I'm not going to care that much.
But I feel like that's the sacrifice of stardom. Like, you talk about some people don't have star power, but it's like they really just don't want their business out like that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's real. And everybody doesn't want to be a star. I think that's also something that's important. Y'all are bringing up, like, everybody doesn't want to be that. Mm-hmm. But I think some people, like Normani specifically, you can tell that she probably does want that. But for whatever reason, she's not working hard enough to get there. I think she's been in the music industry since she was a child. You know, a lot of people don't know that. She's been in the industry since at least a preteen. And I'm pretty sure she could be that girly if she really wanted to. But she decided to, you know, come out with not her real name, by the monogram Her, which is so vague. She didn't want to show her face. She was using a black silhouette all the time, always in some glasses, you know.
Big hair.
It's like the Sia effect almost. She's like our black Sia.
Oh,
that's a good comparison.
That's a great
comparison.
She's
like a black Sia. And it took so long for her to even do anything where she was identifiable as who she is. So I think that's a very different way to come into the industry. And I also think it was a great marketing scheme. Because it's like, who is this girl?
A lot of people were doing that back then too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's a thing, but I also think some people are just so undeniable that if she was really that girly like that, she would have, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say, but I don't like the wording of if she wanted to be that girl. Because, one, I mean, she is.
I was going to say.
But it's like, she ain't popping it. She just won't.
She won't pop it.
Just
and
pop
I want her
it.
To pop it. I want her to pop it because she has some really good songs.
She does.
She has really good artistry. She has really good even stage presence. She has everything, but she won't pop it. She won't pop it.
Unpopular opinion, but I don't want her to pop it if it means she gonna have to give out all her, you know, constantly like build this brand around her. That's literally a facade, I'm not gonna lie. If she likes being mysterious and she's more of a private person, I prefer her to just continue releasing the music the way she is and kind of hover over that stardom, like you said, to be honest.
That's fair.
That's real. I think if that's more authentically who she is as a person, then that's what she should stick to. But as a consumer, I still want to see it.
Yeah.
I still would like to see
what it would be like.
You know, what it would be like for her to tap into that other side of being a star and being a celebrity and being in the music industry. But I think where she is now isn't a problem because obviously she's doing really well for herself and her catalog and her resume is triumphant.
Stacked.
Like, so stacked. So I think it's not a problem, but like Jada said, I would like to see what it would be like if she wanted it a little bit more.
And now that we're talking about this and, you know, how we were talking about her background and whatnot and how, you know, she hid behind the scenes at first. And, you know, I want to talk about SZA because at one point, SZA wasn't who she is now. SZA's a star now.
Yeah.
SZA is a star now.
A bona fide star.
And she wasn't conventionally attractive at first. We do got to speak on that. She was not conventionally attractive at first. Those pictures are still floating around. And she's trying to get them deleted still.
Ooh. Mind you, she was never ugly. So
She was not conventionally attractive. She
exactly.
wasn't she wasn't commercially marketable.
Yes,
basically.
She wasn't marketable.
She wasn't marketable, but...
Exactly. And then...
Not to the artist that she was making music for.
Yeah.
Or the...
audience
she was making music for.
Yeah, so I want to touch base on her because it's like, I think Control was probably in the midst of her getting work done, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, people started to pay attention. She had a fan base, don't get me wrong, before that, but it wasn't as big as it was when she put out Control. Whatever that project was before, the EPZ is what was out. And I just feel like I didn't hear about SZA until Control.
Same.
And I think that was because it's like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. She's so beautiful. Like, who is this girl? Who is this girl with this big hair, these Bambi eyes and the freckles?
And these full lips.
Yes. And those were the things that were being said about her. It wasn't about the music.
Yeah.
It was how she looked.
Yeah. And so much of who she is in the industry and as a figure in pop culture is based around her beauty and her, you know, her exaggerated shape, you know? she's one of the most gorgeous women, but I don't know that she would be one of the most notable women if it wasn't for how she looked.
And has she not changed how she looked?
That's why I feel like stardom is so closely tied into appearance. And also, like, the fact that until she started changing her look, she didn't become a star. Well, I gotta change the way I look to be a star. That's what I was kind of talking about with her. Like, people have to get the little tiny nose, or they at least feel pressured to.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very, like, sad to be honest, especially because you are, people, like, a lot of Black women especially, they look up to SZA, like, oh, that's my favorite artist. You know, she's very beautiful. I hate when that's, like, the magazine face cover is this tiny nose, big lip, big body, you know?
I see what you're
not big body.
like proportionately big in certain, only certain eras, and extremely small in other areas. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's crazy to me because the project, that EP, Z, is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's actually really good. And not to say that Control wasn't good. Control deserves all the praise that it gets, all the flowers that it gets. But the fact that she had to, you know, alter her looks and basically push herself out that way towards this specific audience, it is upsetting.
Yeah, and I also wanted to kind of rope everything together because I think it's so interesting how this whole system of being attractive impacts different people differently, because we see Money Long as somebody who might have sold herself short and decided to be behind the camera for whatever reason. And I'm sure it's not just about her looks. I'm pretty sure it's not. But I'm sure that played into it about her being marketable. SZA went the route of changing how she looked.
Yeah.
Her went the route of hiding how she looked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It all impacts us in different ways, but the reason is the same, because they all knew to be commercially successful, you have to have a look. And if you're not going to have a look, you have to divert that path some way, because the prettiest people get the most privilege.
Absolutely. So whether if you want to be a singer, you might have to double down and be a songwriter,
Yeah, you might have to build your resume first and then come out.
You might just have to.
Leon Thomas did it. That's another person who did that.
Yeah.
You might have to, you know, hit
stack it up to be taken serious.
Exactly. Yeah. Because off looks alone, you can't just pop out like Tyler. Tyler is beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful girl.
And she popped out. She benefits from pretty privilege as well. Tyler is a beautiful woman. She now she has the talent to back it up. But we wouldn't have cared that much about Water if she wasn't that cute.
No, right. Because I don't even like Afrobeats like that.
That's real.
I don't. Like, to be honest, like, I really don't. Like, I'm not going out of my way to listen to Afrobeats. But when Tyler came out with, you know, her stuff.
I'm going to go out of my way to listen to Tyler. No shade.
Yeah, like, I'm like, this is cute. This is cute.
She's probably my fave. I've tried to get into the Afrobeats because of Tyler, and it's not necessarily my thing for real, but she's a really good artist, which surprised me. I will like to talk about Tyler just a little bit, because when she first came out, I thought she was just going to be another pretty face.
Me too.
But then I saw her perform live. She actually has vocals live. Like, she's actually can sing.
Impressive.
And her music, she has presence. Her music is actually good. Like, she surprised me that she's not just a beneficiary of pretty privilege, but she actually has some talent behind it as well.
I think Saweetie, take some notes.
Take some notes, girl.
Just a little bit. You might be able to do a little cute rebrand or something.
I don't know, man. Is it too late for her?
Yeah, Pretty Punishment really.
Pretty Punishment is really, like, blowing people.
Yeah, it's blowing
rightfully.
Me.
Rightfully.
Because what are you talking about? What are we talking about?
It's like, woe is me. Like, you want to be a victim so bad instead of actually putting time and effort into being a better artist. Blows me.
So speaking of stars that we feel like have the star power to be bigger than what they are, for this week's playlist, we're going to pick a track from an artist who, if they wanted it badly enough, could have broken through even more.
So I'm gonna kick this off with my girl Normani. I did my whole rant, tangent, soliloquy about her because she blows me so bad. But one thing she's not gonna blow me with is the music. The music was good. Dopamine was a great album. I enjoyed that body of work so bad. I'm one of those people who wanted visuals so bad because I really loved it. And one of my faves off the album is Grip. Grip is like a sexy little bop that you can just, you know, 5-4, thicky, thicky. You know, that's my song. Like, I'm not going to lie. That's a bop. I listen to it in the gym. I listen to it in the shower. I listen to it all the time.
Period. Since we were talking about her, of course, I'm going to have to go off of her. I'm going to have to go off her self-titled album in 2017. One of my favorite songs on there is called Still Down. So I'm going to go with Still Down. I feel like that was straight R&B. That was low-key a little traditional R&B. And I really wish that song was way more mainstream than what it is. It's a deep cut for sure. It's a deep cut.
I gotta give it a listen.
Even though we really didn't talk about him too much, except for him getting attacked by Chris Brown, no shade. Frank Ocean is another artist who, he got the star power. I'm not gonna lie. Like, obviously, we still talking about Frank Ocean. Why are y'all laughing?
It was the no shade.
I mean, that's what happened. Even though we didn't talk about him as much on this episode, Frank Ocean is another artist who the fans are wanting more. We've been wanting more. It's been since 1983 that you released something.
No, for real though.
Bro. Like, I don't know why you're trying to starve the people. But the only reason I don't necessarily feel like he fits into this category specifically is because he does. People still talk about Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean ain't releasing how long. People still be like, my favorite artist is Frank Ocean. But the song choice I picked is Lost. Obviously, that's not no like underrated hit, but
yeah,
Frank, he ate.
But it's your hit.
That's mine.
Yeah, exactly.
And it ate today. So
that's
yeah.
a great song.
And another thing I wanted to know is, do you guys have any favorite songs from artists that benefit from Pretty Privilege?
Honestly, most artists benefit from Pretty Privilege, so I'm just gonna pull out my favorite song.
You're killing me.
So that's real though.
You're not wrong, but
I know we kind of came to the conclusion that Mariah doesn't really benefit from it, but she does to an extent. So I will be picking a Mariah song. I'm going to go with, this is low-key mainstream, but I really don't care, From a Woman by Mariah the Scientist.
Really?
I love that song so bad.
Period. I'm trying not to go too old school.
We know how you get.
You know, Papa love him on old school, Bob.
Old school wouldn't be bad, though, because you got old school Pretty Privilege.
Shoot, Diana Ross.
Ooh, not too much on my homegirl.
Oh, you don't like her?
She was not that cute.
Oh. She was that cute. What? Diana Ross is... See, now I'm finna do Diana, because you playing. I was finna do Tyler.
Oh.
I'm still gonna do Tyler. So mine would probably be Truth or Dare by Tyler. I love that song. That's one of my fave songs by her. That's my girl. I don't know.
One song, even though he don't benefit, y'all gonna think I'm trying to be different, but even though he don't benefit from Pretty Privilege, but we did talk about him, I'm gonna say Always by Daniel Caesar. I love that song. I think it's just so beautiful. And that is it for today's episode of Remix and Rewind. We talked about Pretty Privilege and colorism in the music industry, the artists who benefit from it, and the ones who have all the star power but just haven't reached their full potential yet.
I really think we got into the nitty-gritty on this episode. And now we want to know your opinions. Who do you think has been underrated or held back in the industry? And who's benefiting from looks over talent? Tap in with us on social media and let us know. We love hearing from y'all.
Hopefully we inspired you to take a deeper look into the music you already love or discover some new favorites. And that was...
Remix and Rewind.
Remix and Rewind is produced in the studio of WANM FM 90.5 School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.